A narrow election night win on April 5th turned into a loss for Joanne Kloppenburg when Waukesha County belatedly reported thousands of votes from Brookfield. She requested a recount, which David Prosser won by 7,000 votes, and which Kloppenburg will not challenge.
It would serve no purpose to bring a suit with insufficient legal basis. That is not the kind of lawyer that I am.
Kloppenburg says the recount shows ballot security needs improvement. She credited hardworking clerks and volunteers, but said election night procedures are uneven across Wisconsin's hundreds of municipalities. She called on the Government Accountability Board to improve the security and transparency of Wisconsin elections.
The problems and gaps ought to be addressed as quickly as possible, and they ought to be fixed.
Kloppenburg is also asking for the GAB to appoint an independent investigator in Waukesha County.
Waukesha County had twice as many torn, open, or unsealed bags as every other county in the state combined.
The race for state Supreme Court is officially nonpartisan. However, it occurred during Governor Walker's plan to take away nearly all collective bargaining rights for most state workers, adding a political overtone for those who supported or opposed the governor's plan. The state Supreme Court will hear arguments next week on whether to take that case. Prosser will begin his next 10-year term in August. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.